So you bought a gun. You just bought a gun. You went through the process of getting approved, getting the meeting the requirements for owning a gun in the state of Pennsylvania. But now you want to carry the gun. Right now, as the law stands, you have to go through a separate process to get a license to carry a concealed weapon. But Representative Aaron Bernstein of Beaver, Butler, and Lawrence counties has proposed a new legislation which would no longer require law-abiding citizens to obtain a license to carry a concealed weapon in Pennsylvania. Welcome to the show. And did I pronounce it right? Is it Bernstein?
You are good to go. That's how you pronounce it.
Awesome. Well, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for the invitation.
And I know you've been talking a lot about this today, but for those folks who aren't familiar, what's the background on this? What's the background or your idea behind getting rid of the concealed carry law?
Yeah, thanks so much. And to basically put this in a very simplistic terms, it's the following. Currently in Pennsylvania, when somebody, and as you just said previously, when somebody goes and purchases a firearm, they go through both a PICS and NICS, that's a federal and state background check. They answer a ton of questions on there. And then they're either permitted or denied from owning a firearm. At that point, should they want to carry that firearm on their person, and that would be in a concealed way, they then have to go and do the exact duplicative process with the sheriff's office in the county in which they live. They pay a fee. They have to show up there sometime between 8 a.m. and 4 p.m. or whenever the sheriff's office is open. And then they are able to obtain that permit. What we're saying on this is pretty simple. With a constitutional carry, it's by definition the ability to carry a firearm without restriction that's in place by the government, assuming that those individuals are law-abiding citizens. Now, we also have reciprocity with 32 other states across the United States of America. So people that want to carry outside of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania could still go and obtain a permit, and that permit would then allow them to carry in the other areas that we have reciprocity.
So the application for the carry license is identical to the one to own a gun? There's no differences in them?
No, it's actually less restrictive on the ability. The background check is less restrictive when you go to get your concealed carry license. So, you know, once again, you're going through a duplicative process that exists, and it's really not necessary, and it's something that, you know, folks just shouldn't have to do. It's costly. It's difficult to get there, especially for people that are in low-income areas or far away from their sheriff's office.
Now, I'm going to play devil's advocate here, because one of the arguments that I've heard is this is all great for the law-abiding citizens. But I'm guessing that the people who aren't going to follow the law aren't going to follow the law anyway.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, when people talk about it, makes it easier for criminals, and that's one of the things that we've heard out there. The legislation, it doesn't make it easier to get guns in the hands of the wrong people. Concealed carry laws, they've never stopped a criminal from carrying without a license. This doesn't do anything to change that. And, you know, I'm a big believer and always have been on mandatory minimums and extreme penalties for people that commit a crime while having a firearm. And I think that those are things that we should look at. But, you know, criminals are criminals by nature. They don't abide by the law.
So what's been the reaction, the response to this proposal? And the reason I ask that is there's so much conversation these days about gun ownership, gun rights, gun legislations. Guns, as soon as you say guns, I feel like it's a hot button issue.
Yeah, you know, I think you're right. And I think that's unfortunate. And every person that I talk to wants to make our area, our Commonwealth, and our country a safer place. That's for sure. We probably just have a different reason or a different way to get to that end result. You know, whenever I look at this, what we're trying to do here is the following. We're saying that law-abiding citizens ought not to have additional restrictions placed on them. And, you know, we hear more guns equal more crime. Well, the truth is that in the last decade, concealed carry permits have tripled. And during that same time, the murder rate has been the lowest since 1993. Is all we're doing is we're making sure that the Constitution of the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania is followed under Article 1, Section 21 or 23 of the Pennsylvania Constitution that says the right to bear arms shall not be questioned.
Curious question, and you don't have to answer if you don't want to. Do you carry a gun?
I do.
Okay. All right.
I do, and I have my, you know, I have my permit, and my wife has hers, and you know, I think it's also important for people to go and learn how to use those correctly and effectively and understand the laws around it. I think that's about responsible gun ownership, mm-hmm. and most folks that are responsible gun owners agree with that.
Indeed. Representative Aaron Bernstein, thanks so much for joining us today. And
thanks so much.
We're
going to
follow this legislation through and see how it comes out. Thanks so much.
Of course. Thank you.
You know, I do. I think that anytime you say gun, it just depends on where people stand on the issue. But you're definitely going to get a reaction, strike a nerve, get some response. If you say gun, it's autumn. It's becoming one of those hot button topics in 2019. It is right now 10:45.